I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. There are few Kentuckians whose lives have not been touched in some way by a friend or loved one with dementia. And with more and more people contracting the illness, researchers have been working around the clock for effective treatments with the eventual hope for a cure. To that end, there's some important groundbreaking work going on at UK's Sanders Brown Center on Aging. It's the focus of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently spoke with Dr. Pete Nelson of the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at UK. He recently co-chaired an international work group that characterized another form of dementia known as LATE, or L-A-T-E.
It's a pretty important revolution in this field is to know that Alzheimer's is not the same thing as dementia. Dementia is a clinical syndrome. Alzheimer's is one of the diseases that can contribute to it. But it's very important to know that there are these other diseases as well. The aging brain is one of the most complex things in the universe, as far as we know, and it's entitled to have more than one disease. Now, it would seem that would be an academic thing for pointy-headed nerds like me, but it turns out that in order to get to cures, we're going to have to grapple with that complexity. And it's one of the things that really overlaps with some of the strengths here at the University of Kentucky. I mean, this is a University of Kentucky format, so I want to sort of talk about it a little bit more than I would in some of the other ones.
Sure. But
because the University of Kentucky is really one of the true trailblazers in this area, and the thing that is the greatest strength here is our research volunteers. Everything is based upon that. There's this enthusiastic group of people who sign up to be poked and prodded every year and to contribute to the worldwide effort in neurodegenerative disease research. And so this is what has brought us to the ability to understand the complexity. But it's also made it so that our patients have access to clinical trials par excellence. Mm-hmm. And something that I think that people even around here don't recognize, but people all around the world do, is the University of Kentucky is the place that has in the whole country, every university, Harvard, Stanford, this is the place that has the most people, research volunteers that are in clinical trials. And that is what's going to move this field forward. Once that happens, that we are able to treat a subset of these diseases, then the whole thing's going to just break out like crazy, because then we're going to need to have much better personally tailored diagnoses and then therapies that make individual betters, a la with cancer, because different cancers have different pathways that lead to them, mm-hmm. and they have different therapies. And so that is really the analogy that we're trying to move towards, understanding these pathways so we can get better diagnoses, better therapies. And again, I really do think University of Kentucky is leading the way here.
Well, and on that note, of course, you know, none of us works in a vacuum. And I know Dr. Linda Van Eldick, who's the director of Sanders Brown, and of course, the legacy of Dr. Bill Marksbury, yes. who really probably got that ball rolling here.
Absolutely. I guess, so I'm not actually bragging on myself. I'm bragging on my colleagues. Mm-hmm. So my boss, Dr. Van Eldick, runs the whole show, and she does a fabulous job. She's a great boss. In addition to that, the clinical core leader, Dr. Greg Jaika, mm-hmm. is a person that is a internationally renowned figure in this field.
But he is a force. Yeah, yes, he is a force of nature.
Yes, indeed. So these are the people that I'm sort of a parasite on, and which I'm bathing their glory. So, and it was great before I got here. I actually got here back in 2006. I actually remember walking around the campus with you, Dr. Davis,
yes.
at that time when I was being interviewed, and me and my family have been so happy here, and it's been a wonderful place for us, and we have grown and flourished, and this place was, in fact, great before I got here. That's the reason I came in the first place. So I'm not bragging on myself to say that this place is at the forefront. It was before I got here, and it's really reflecting on the great team that's here.
And you know, Pete, I think that's a theme that I come back to again and again, is that it really is that teamwork aspect. You mentioned colleagues, you mentioned patient volunteers. None of this would happen without that village of people that agrees to go for a common cause. And there was an analogy you used that I really liked, to looking at different types of dementia and causes of dementia. I think you said something like there's over 200 viruses that cause the common cold. Why would we think that there's just one particular cause of dementia? And I
exactly.
think I think this paper you and colleagues just wrote really focuses on the fact that, you know, we're not just talking the plaques and tangles of Alzheimer's disease histology. We're also talking about other forms. I think the acronym used was LATE, L-A-T-E.
Yes. Yeah, so LATE is an acronym for a mouthful set of words, the limbic predominant age-related TDP-43 encephalopathy. That distills down to this acronym of LATE, and the implication of LATE is that this is a disease that seems to affect people at the very latest portion of the human aging spectrum. So this is an advanced aging disease. It's now been found out that people sometimes get the plaque entangled disease, which is a characteristic of Alzheimer's disease, but that sort of poops out in the 80s and 90s. And people that are really old, this LATE condition really sort of takes off. And so the old thought that anything that happens to you when you're 70, 80, when you're 80, it's even more, mm-hmm. it's not really necessarily true, because different diseases can attack people at different portions of the aging spectrum. And this one seems to hit people at the latest portion mm-hmm. of the aging spectrum. And that's the implication of the acronym. So it's a little bit cutesy, but mm-hmm. Maybe it'll help people to sort of understand it a little bit better.
Well, and I guess understanding those mechanisms of disease potentially in a translational sense might not just attack underlying causes of dementia. You may be on the forefront of understanding just mechanisms of aging in general.
Yes, it is a really interesting point. It's sort of our legacy, our natural endowment to have a set of genes that enable us to live to a certain length and then stop living. And things poop out at different rates. And I guess our charge is to make it so the brain poops out later than anything else and to keep going. It really is the tragedy of these dementia disorders, is that people scrimp and save and go to work every day. They do everything hard, and then they wake up, they're 65 years old, they've retired, they're ready to bounce their babies and their grandbabies on their knees, but they can't remember anything. They can't remember their own children. Each one of these cases is a human tragedy, and it's so common. Mm-hmm. And it's the disorder that is, as the population ages more, it's going to take more and more sort of stress and financial problems that we really need to address it as a group. And that's why it's really heartening to be here in Kentucky, because it really is a place that is truly at the forefront. And I'm talking about my colleagues in terms of getting this optimizing our chances, and our research volunteers who are participating in these clinical trials. These are the people that are going to be the first people, the first wave of people to experience the benefits of this technology, which has helped in so many other things. It's helped in HIV, it's helped in stroke, it's helped in cancer. Now we want to bring that to the dementia world where everybody else can get the benefits. So.
My thanks today to Dr. Pete Nelson of the UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging, as well as the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, for talking with me about the, quote, LATE, end quote, type of dementia that he and fellow researchers are investigating. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.